Taiwanese boxer who failed DIPA gender test defeats female opponent at Paris Olympics. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2024. Another controversial boxer who had been disqualified by the International Boxing Association, IBA, defeated a female opponent at the Paris Olympics on Friday. Taiwan's Lin Yuting took to the ring and easily won with a unanimous decision against Sitara Turdybekova of Uzbekistan, the Daily Mail reported. After the match, Turdybekova was seen in tears, and the boxers did not shake hands and congratulate each other before leaving the ring. Lin Yuting is the second of two boxers that the International Olympic Committee, IOC, allowed to fight as females despite their failures in the IBA's gender test, which caused the World Boxing Organization to disqualify them for sanctioned bouts last year. Imane Khalif, the first competitor who had failed the IBA's chromosome test, had so overmatched Italian boxer Angela Carini that the latter forfeited the match on Thursday after only 46 seconds in the ring. In 2023, the International Boxing Association, IBA, President Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to disqualify Taiwan's Lin Yuting and Algeria's Imane Khalif from competing in the IBA's 2023 Women's World Boxing Championships, according to Russia's TASS news agency. Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition, Kremlev said. The IBA added that its rules were changed in 2022 to assure competitive fairness and athletes' safety. The IOC decided to use 2016 rules, which allowed the boxers to fight in the women's competition. The IOC then condemned the aggression of anyone who would question their right to compete as females. We have seen in reports misleading information about two female athletes competing at the Olympic Games Paris 2024. Read the joint statement from the Paris Boxing Unit and the IOC. The two athletes have been competing in international boxing competitions for many years in the women's category, including the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, International Boxing Association, IBA, World Championships and IBA-sanctioned tournaments. The current aggression against these two athletes is based entirely on this arbitrary decision, which was taken without any proper procedure, especially considering that these athletes had been competing in top-level competition for many years, the statement added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.